Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
So today we're talking about heroes, people we look up to. So who is someone you really respect? Like, could be a family member, a sportsman. Who's a real life hero of yours?
A hero?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. Maybe like Spider-Man?
Real life,
Brian. Real life.
Not a superhero.
Real life hero.
Yeah. Oh. Like, for me, it could be sports player, footballer Stuart Pearce, or actor Sir Christopher Lee.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Great pillars of their profession.
Yeah.
Still Spider-Man?
Yeah, maybe still Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, today we're going to be talking about all kinds of heroes, from real ones to comic book ones, and we're going to be asking the question, why do we have them? So let's find out the answer by reading through today's article.
Reading. The world needs a hero. Heroes are everywhere these days. From big-budget movies to comic books and video games. People have worshipped heroes for as long as they have been telling and writing stories. Yet, why do we have this obsession with superheroes? People worship heroes because they symbolize the qualities we'd like to possess. For example, in Homer's ancient Greek poem, The Odyssey, the main character, Odysseus, gets lost while returning home from war. The gods control his fate, but Odysseus still fights to be reunited with his loved ones. Odysseus's bravery and determination made him a role model for the ancient Greek people. In today's world, superheroes still serve as role models. One recent study found that kids respect superheroes so much that they will even change their eating habits because of them. In the study, children were taken to a fast food restaurant and asked if they wanted French fries or apple slices. Then they were shown a photo of a superhero and asked if the hero would choose fries. This caused the children to overwhelmingly shun the unhealthy French fries. Once again, score one for the good guys.
Today's article begins with, heroes are everywhere these days, from big-budget movies to comic books and video games.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. They're all over the place. Big budget movie. This comes out in the summer. Always in the
usually,
summer.
Yeah.
So a big budget movie. Big budget is just spelled BIG-BUDGET. Big budget. And it's an adjective to describe something that costs a lot of money to make and produce. And we almost always use it to describe a movie. So a big budget movie. Famous actors, great locations, special effects,
superhero movies,
that kind of stuff.
Summer movies.
Yeah, big blockbusters, that kind of thing.
Star Wars.
Yeah, so a budget is how much money you've got to spend. So a big budget means they had a lot of money.
Right. Now, the article continues, people have worshipped heroes for as long as they have been telling and writing stories.
Yeah.
So there's always, you got to have, I mean, especially in ancient stories, how many ancient stories were about something other than, like, it's always a hero.
It's always a hero, a god, someone,
There's no ancient stories about, like, you having dinner with someone or, like, you know, that time you stubbed your toe walking across. It's about a guy with a sword, like, hitting a dragon in the face.
Fighting a lion. Yeah, and we worship those, okay? Here, worship as a verb is spelled W-O-R-S-H-I-P, worship. And it means to admire someone or something greatly, often like a religious way, like you worship God. But here, it's not really that kind of worship. It's more like, I really love this person. I admire them so much. I want to be just like them. They're amazing.
Right.
For example, the little boy worships his older brother and wants to be just like him. Like my little brothers want to be like me. Yeah, anyway, so we used a phrase there, as long as, like, as right. long as people have been telling and writing stories. What mm-hmm. does it mean in this case?
Well, as long as, the way we use it here in the article means since. So it usually means something, it's used to mean a very long time or as much as possible. But here it means, you know, kind of like since this time.
Yes.
So, for example, we could say, I have loved reading fantasy novels for as long as I can remember.
That's true. Yeah, right. That's true of me, certainly.
So, you know, as long as I can remember, yeah. this time.
It's always been true, okay, yeah. for all that time, since that time. So the article poses the question, yet why do we have this obsession with superheroes? Why do we love them? Why do we worship them? So an obsession is when you think about someone or something and you want that thing almost all the time. You could have an obsession with music and mm-hmm. always be playing the guitar or listening to CDs, for mm-hmm. example. So why? Why this obsession in heroes?
Well, maybe because they get to wear their underwear outside of their pants. Oh. You know, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the article has a different answer. It says, people worship heroes because they symbolize the qualities we'd like to possess.
Okay, I see. So we just want to be like them.
Right. So maybe, you know, I don't have, you know, big muscles, but like Iron Man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he can fly and, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So heroes symbolize qualities. To symbolize something means to be a symbol of, to represent that thing. Mm-hmm. So heroes kind of, we look at a hero and think, wow, bravery, strength, he's got all that stuff.
Smart.
Yeah. Know. We often use animals to symbolize things. So like a lion is often like bravery. It symbolizes bravery. An mm-hmm. owl symbolizes wisdom. Mm-hmm. And all of these things, wisdom and strength, they are qualities.
Right. Right. Now, equality, spelled Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, as a noun, is an ability or characteristic that someone has. So, for example, we could say, Kevin has many good qualities. He's honest, hardworking, mm-hmm. kind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so he possesses these right. qualities, yes. right? To possess, P-O-S-S-E-S-S, possess, just means to have that thing, or to own that thing. Now, it could be an actual thing, a possession, something real you own, like mm-hmm. some cool shoes or clothes. But it could also be like the quality that we looked at above. Okay, so let's look at a couple of examples here. So if it's like a quality, you could say, Tina possesses several good qualities, but some bad ones as well. Or if it's a thing, you could say, I'd love to possess a classic motorcycle one day.
Right, I want to have...
I want to own that thing, and I can buy it. You can't buy a quality, though.
Right, you can only develop that with mm-hmm. time.
Yes.
Now, the article goes on to say, for example, in Homer's ancient Greek poem, The Odyssey, the main character, Odysseus, gets lost while returning home from war.
Yeah, he gets lost for about 10 years.
Right. So, this is an ancient poem. Odysseus is an ancient hero. Now, if something is ancient, spelled A-N-C-I-E-N-T, it just means it is extremely old, or from a long time ago.
Exactly. Right. So you could see some old rocks and say, well, no one knows how long these ancient stones have been here.
Right.
So this is an ancient Greek hero and an ancient mm-hmm. Greek story. A Greek, G-R-E-E-K, Greek, just means from Greece.
Right.
So we could use Greek as a noun, as a person, mm-hmm. and as an adjective, it could mean something from there. For example, right. Do you want to go to that new Greek restaurant downtown? So
right.
there
it is. Have some Greek food.
Yeah, two adjectives. So Odysseus, it says, the gods control his fate, but Odysseus still fights to be reunited with his loved ones. He's got a wife and a son back home. Mm-hmm. He wants to get back to them. So the gods control his fate. That
right.
doesn't sound good.
Well, that's true, because fate, spelled F-A-T-E, is a person's future. It is all the things that will happen to them, so mm-hmm. the gods control Odysseus's future. We
yeah.
could also call it his destiny.
Yeah. Means they know what's going to happen. They're just going to move him around like a little piece on a chessboard, something like that.
That's probably why Some people believe that they make their own fate. Other people believe that their fate is decided before they're born or something like that.
Which one do you go for? I think we can make our own.
Yeah, I mean, within a lifetime.
I guess, true, yeah. Yes. But some people believe that they don't really get a choice. They're always going to do that thing. That is their fate.
Right.
For example, Leon thinks it's his fate to never have a girlfriend. He's like, that's it. I'll never have a girlfriend. There's no way I can change this. It's my fate.
Don't give up, Leon.
You keep in there.
Now, the article goes on to say, Odysseus's bravery and determination made him a role model for the ancient Greek people.
Oh, I see. Right. So, like, he's brave, he's determined to get home. He was also very clever.
Right.
Yeah, he was cunning, he was smart.
He was a warrior.
Yeah, he was a fighter, but not just muscle. He had brains.
Right.
And all this made him a role model, which is spelled R-O-L-E-M-O-D-E-L, two words, role model. And a role model is a person whose behavior or success could and should be copied by other, usually younger people, who want to do as well.
Right.
So you could say, my father has always been a role model to me. You know, he's hardworking, he's, you know, good to his family, he takes care of people, that sort of thing.
Right.
So that's what a role model is.
Right. Now, the article goes on to say, in today's world, superheroes still serve as role models.
Oh, so that's you and Spider-Man. Spider-Man is your role model.
Right, I want to be a bumbling, nerdy guy who works for a newspaper. That's my dream. That's always been my dream.
Oh, you're almost there as
Quite.
Well.
I studied journalism, you know, it's because of Spider-Man.
Okay. Mm. Well, one recent study found that kids respect superheroes so much that they will even change their eating habits because of them.
Hmm.
Okay, so they go, really? My superhero won't eat that? Then I'm not eating that. That
right.
kind of thing. So this, they change their eating habits.
Habit
spelled H-A-B-I-T, habit. These are just the normal things you do or the way you do things like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really change your habits very often. They're kind of settled, okay? So if you, when or how you eat or what you eat or how you talk or when you take a shower and how you brush your teeth, those are your habits. Those are the things you just do every day. And it's hard to change them unless you really concentrate. For example, you could say, well, I didn't know about some of my boyfriend's habits until I went on vacation with him and what he does.
He likes to fart with his armpit or something.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay, but these habits can be changed and kids can change them because of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
How did they figure this out?
Well, the article says, in the study, children were taken to a fast food restaurant and asked if they wanted French fries or apple slices.
Well, if I was a kid, I'd be like, give me the French fries.
Right.
Just give me them right now.
Almost no kid would choose
who's going to choose the apple slices? But then, the article says, they were shown a photo of a superhero, you know, doesn't say which one, could be Spider-Man, Superman, Thor, you know, Wolverine, any one of those, and said, and they were asked if the hero would choose French fries. Like, look, you know, there's Captain America. Is he going to eat French fries or apple slices?
I don't know. Now, the article says, this caused the children to overwhelmingly shun the unhealthy French fries.
Oh.
So I guess they kind of knew, they kind of figured out, well, you know, maybe they wouldn't eat that.
Yeah, they'd eat the healthy apple slices and get big muscles.
Right.
So they do the same thing. They overwhelmingly chose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If something happens overwhelmingly, this is an adverb, then almost all of a group of people act or react in a certain way. So they all do it. For example, the people of the city voted overwhelmingly for the popular candidate. So they all voted for him.
It's
a landslide. And they shunned the French fries.
Right. Now, to shun, S-H-U-N, means to avoid or to have nothing to do with something.
Oh, like you shun. Oh,
I don't want that. I don't want that.
So they shunned the French fries, said, take them away. I'm eating me some healthy apple.
Right. Now, the article goes on to say, once again, score one for the good guy.
Score one for the good guy? What does that mean? If you score one for something, I don't get it.
It means that you give a person or a team some imaginary points.
So you kind of say you're winning, like the good guys win this round, something like that. So if you're kind of doing better than somebody, someone might say score one for you because you're ahead. For example, you could say, you've already finished your English homework? Score one for you, Frank.
Right.
So Frank's ahead.
He is, and, well, I think that's also our shortcut for you for today.
It sure is, and when we come back from our shortcut for you, because the article is over, we'll be discussing today's For You Chat question.
Shortcut for You.
Hey, do you know if the big mall down the street is open?
Actually, it closed last week, so score one for local businesses. Why don't you check out the small new dress shop on the corner?
Well, do you think I play sports? Look at me, I'm not about to score any points.
Wait, what? Oh, to score one for somebody or something means that that person or thing is winning in some way.
Okay, girl, okay. So, to score one for somebody or something means 什么什么赢了.
Yeah. So what do you say? Do you want to go?
Whatever. You know, maybe you could burn those clothes and score one for fashion designers everywhere with new outfit.
Oh, well, this one was my favorite.
Wednesday, we should wear pink.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question relating to the topic of heroes is, who is your favorite superhero and why? So I think I know yours because we've discussed it, but I need you to explain why.
Spider-Man, why? Because at the time, in comic books, American comic books, he was the first comic book hero who was also a normal person.
Okay.
He was, before that, every superhero in the comic books was like a super person. They were like an alien, or they were born, born as like a god or the son of a god or something like that. Spider-Man was just a regular high school student who happened to become super when he was bitten by the spider, but he still had a lot of his normal problems.
Okay.
Right.
So, well, I would say my favorite superhero is probably Batman. Most of the reason is, when I grew up, when I was a kid, there was a Batman TV show that I would watch, like, every Saturday morning. Yes. You kids, if you haven't seen it, you need to look it up. Right. They did it in a very funny way. It wasn't as serious as the more recent Batman movies.
Right.
It was a lot of fun, and I just really enjoyed it. I thought Batman was cooler. He has no superpowers. Right. He does it all through training, intelligence. I mean, he's got money, but he uses it. He's just dedicated.
Right.
And that makes him kind of a really cool superhero for me. So I'm going to go with Batman. But who is yours? Who do you like out there? Which superhero in the movies, in the comic books, is your favorite? Have a talk about it. But for us, we're going to say goodbye now for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Brian.
We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
The world needs a hero. Heroes are everywhere these days, from big budget movies to comic books and video games. People have worshipped heroes for as long as they have been telling and writing stories. Yet, why do we have this obsession with superheroes? People worship heroes because they symbolize the qualities we'd like to possess. For example, in Homer's ancient Greek poem, The Odyssey, the main character, Odysseus, gets lost while returning home from war. The gods control his fate, but Odysseus still fights to be reunited with his loved ones. Odysseus's bravery and determination made him a role model for the ancient Greek people. In today's world, superheroes still serve as role models, One recent study found that kids respect superheroes so much that they will even change their eating habits because of them. In the study, children were taken to a fast food restaurant and asked if they wanted French fries or apple slices. Then they were shown a photo of a superhero and asked if the hero would choose fries. This caused the children to overwhelmingly shun the unhealthy French fries. Once again, score one for the good guys.
Vocabulary review.
Worship. People long ago used to worship the sun as a kind of god. Quality. One of Marissa's best qualities is that she is very respectful of others. Possess. Eric possesses a good sense of humor and always makes people laugh. Ancient. This ancient temple was built 1,000 years ago by a great king. Fate. It seems to be my fate that I will always be bad at math. Habit. One of my brother's strangest habits is that he only takes a shower in the dark.